The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
Over the weekend, many cities, including Washington, D.C., even Nashville, had a March for Our Lives rally, where people marched down the streets and gathered in a place, here I believe it was the Capitol building, to talk about wanting gun control changes. A while back, the Women's March, talk about women's reproductive rights. Years ago, what, the Million Man March? There were peace marches throughout the 60s. And I've often asked, does marching for change really make a difference? Some experts say yes, some say no. But I often wonder if it's just something to get on TV, to get people riled up. Because the one thing I know about Tennessee, the governor will never see anybody, and he never agrees with what the people are marching about. That's why they're marching. I don't know what the answer is. I know we need activism. I know we need people to speak up and to act. But we've got to get the government working. And you can march all you want, you can have tens of thousands of people, but does that really make the meter move? Does that really get government to change? Some say it helps, but I just don't know if it's sometimes a waste of time. There's got to be a better way.